All right, let's turn now to the weather. We are tracking Hurricane Matthew, which is the worst storm to hit Florida in more than 10 years. Winds are whipping across the state. Hundreds of thousands of people are without power right now. And we're going to update you on the conditions in Florida and the southeast coast throughout the program this morning. Let's go now to Haiti, where Hurricane Matthew landed Tuesday as a Category 4 storm. The government says the official death toll from the storm has jumped to more than 280. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from the hard-hit city of Lakai on Haiti's southern coast.
Amid the wreckage in Lakai, there is laundry. Bedspreads and underwear are laid out to dry on the upturned branches of toppled trees. Where there used to be a sheet metal roof, now there's just some sheets and shirts drying in the sun. All across this city of 70,000 people, women and girls are washing clothes.
Everything in the house got into dirty water. And they got all dirty, so that's why now I'm trying to clean everything.
Janet Charles says while she and her family huddled inside, the hurricane ripped the roof off her house, dumped rain over all her belongings, and then, as if to add insult to injury, pushed mucky floodwaters into the simple shack she shares with her husband and daughters.
This is my first time in life seeing something like this.
She says she's never seen such an intense rainstorm. Hurricane Matthew made landfall just west of here with winds of up to 140 miles per hour. Aid officials say more than a million people in the southwestern peninsula of Haiti suffered some damage from Matthew. Some villages were nearly entirely destroyed. Others lost roofs off the majority of their houses. Fields of bananas and plantains were flattened. Coconut trees had their tufted tops ripped off. Rows of beans sit in what now look like swamps. In Lakai, Jean-Marc Verdure is ankle-deep in mud, clearing the branches of a toppled mango tree from his front yard.
I was in the house, and I lost everything. I used to have a little restaurant right here, and because of the water, people took all my belongings, stole them.
Verdure says Hurricane Matthew destroyed the small restaurant he's run for 15 years. The corrugated tin building collapsed in the rain, then the mango tree fell on top of it, and finally, he says, people looted his stove and refrigerator. As Verdure and hundreds of thousands of other people in this part of Haiti pulled their lives back together in the wake of Hurricane Matthew, the main road from Port-au-Prince to the hard-hit southwest of the country has now reopened. At least it's reopened by Haitian standards. At a place where a key bridge washed away, people are now barreling across the river in 4x4s or carrying their relatives across on their backs. This workaround for the failed bridge was made possible by two things: the level of the river dropping and a bulldozer smoothing out the gravel bottom to make it passable. Margaret Traub with the International Medical Corps flew over some of the worst of the hurricane damage Thursday in a helicopter.
What we saw was extreme devastation of cropland, farms, gardens, people's homes.
Haitian officials urged people in the path of Matthew to evacuate and move to shelters prior to the cyclone making landfall. And Traub at IMC says it appears many people did.
They really tried to warn people in advance to go to places where they could be safe. And I think people heeded their warnings.
Most Haitians survived the initial blow of Matthew, but the challenges facing them now are huge. Hundreds of thousands of people have to repair or completely rebuild their homes. And health officials say they're very concerned that the stormwater washing through latrines could cause a major spike in cholera in the coming days. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Lakai.
All right, that is the damage from Hurricane Matthew in Haiti. That storm has now moved to the southeastern United States. It is the worst storm to hit Florida in more than 10 years.